It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Number one, they didn't get down there again until the game was completely out of doubt.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And number two,
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You know, that was just it.
You forgot number two, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. What did I say?
Gordon wants me to mention something about him right now. Why don't you get on the mic and just tell everybody yourself? Your gayness.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Craig Miller, were you in the studio when this happened?
I was.
Oh, my God. Did Gordon say something in the background while Barb was trying to do her traffic?
He did.
And what was that?
He told her to acknowledge and mention his gayness.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, Just Brakes brings you the e-brake. We'll give you the candidates, and I guess you can vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, it is amazing. He is back. Has to be the leading candidate for Player of the Year in 2012. One Craig Rosengarten,
yes,
from the T-Box.
Yes.
Heard Saturday mornings here on The Ticket. Yes, it's time to play Password with Craig Rosengarten once again. And the password is aficionado.
I love auto parts stores. I don't know about you guys.
Me too.
Well, my son's a four-wheeling aficionado, so we've been to that store quite often.
He's a what?
He's a what?
Aficionado.
Huh?
Aficionado?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you. Our return's terrible.
You're laughing at me, aren't you?
No, not at all.
No, he's grinning.
I just couldn't hear you.
Okay.
So do you guys like trying new restaurants?
That is truly amazing.
I have a lot of questions about this particular piece of audio.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny when he first says aficionado, and you hear somebody laughing immediately, as though, uh-oh, here we go again. More Craig Rosengarten gold. And then Rick corrects him?
He tries to.
He corrects him with incorrect information.
Yeah.
Calls it an e-fictionado or something. I don't know what he was saying.
That's almost as confusing as Craig's original pronunciation of aficionado.
Let's hear again.
I love auto parts stores.
Me
I don't
too.
Know about you guys.
Me too.
Well, my son's a four-wheeling aficionado, so we've been to that store quite often.
He's a what?
He's a what?
Aficionado.
Huh?
Aficionado?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you. Our return's terrible.
You're laughing at me, aren't you?
No, not at all.
No, he's grinning.
I just couldn't hear you.
Okay.
And I like the way Danny says aficionado. He has even a kind of a exaggerated pronunciation.
So Craig says aficionado, and Rick corrects him with e-fictionado?
Aficionado,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That wow. Show.
That is just amazing how they deliver week in and week out.
It's professional writers, right?
They write.
Yes, yeah, that's what they do. That's what they do. It just sounds like student radio is going on.
All right, candidate number two comes to us from the traffic department. One Doyle King, who had a Ron Burgundy moment. I think he forgot his last name.
For the North Texas Tollway Authority, I'm Doyle King with The Ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe, traffic.
Like you're being strangled.
Yeah. And Gordon was trying to strangle him after he said it, so that's what you hear right afterwards. And I guess that on his copy it says, I'm Alexis. So that, I
why
guess,
doesn't he write his
loop.
Own name on his copy?
I don't know. All right, let's enjoy that one more time.
For the North Texas Tollway Authority, I'm Doyle King with The Ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe, traffic.
It does sound like you're
somebody's choking
in a struggle.
He has that one loud gasp at the end.
Yeah. All right, there's Doyle up for an e-break. And this comes to us from Los Angeles, Channel 9, KCAL in Los Angeles. They thought they would do some celebration coverage of the Kings winning the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history. And do you remember when the Stars won the Cup here in 99, how the entire roster seemed to stay drunk for about a week straight?
Yep.
Well, that's the case here in L.A. with Jonathan Quick, their goalie, the Conn Smythe winner, who was just incredible during the playoffs. Well, he was pretty incredible during this celebration, too, because he was enough beers in to think that the F word was okay to use. And they didn't dump out of it. They stayed with it, then later apologized.
Well, as we've been showing you, the LA Kings are being crowned today. The celebration going on right now inside Staples Center. Jonathan Quick, goaltender and MVP. Interesting to see him out there in his shorts this afternoon. Instead of in his normal uniform, he does have his jersey on. Let's go ahead and listen in.
Thank you so much. How about this team right here?
Place goes crazy.
The officer. So trashy.
Gosh. Another one.
Jonathan Quick, the goaltender and the winner of the Conn Smythe Trophy, the playoff MVP, speaking this afternoon. Of course, he did use a four-letter word there, and if you heard it, we apologize. We did try to get in. We just weren't quick enough on the button this afternoon, so we apologize if we offended anyone out there. But again,
Okay, they weren't in delay. They were thinking, oh, we'll just go to live coverage. This will be easy. Never trust the drunk hockey player.
Hey, Dustin Brown dropped one on the NBC postgame show right after they won the cup that night.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a F-bomb dropping team, isn't
it? Yeah. Those hockey players, they'll drop one on you. So, is it Craig Rosengarten, Doyle King, or Jonathan Quick? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to say, go Rangers. I'm Doyle King, and hello, Race Week.
All right.
Hey there.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for the late, great Joe Aficionado.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I think the anus is upon me.
Is that a Craig vote?
Yeah, it's a Rosen vote.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, Georgia's south of the border style diarrhea.
No such thing, sir. No such thing.
You have different styles. I didn't know that.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Stay classy, Dallas, Texas. I'm Doyle King.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal Fox, Born.
Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, Hick Food and Dugan are catfish noodling aficionados.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for the man-child, Hooter Brown.
What the hell?
Hooter Brown? I don't know.
Yes!
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the aficionado, Bob Eubanks.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I'm going to irresponsibly vote for a Craig C.J. Wilson Garden.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have another win.
Dominant.
Co-host of the T-Box, Craig Rosengarten.
I love auto parts stores. I don't know about you guys.
Me too.
Well, my son's a four-wheeling aficionado, so we've been to that store quite often.
He's a what?
He's a what?
Aficionado.
Huh?
Aficionado?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you. My return's terrible.
You're laughing at me, aren't you?
No, not at all.
No, he's grinning.
I just couldn't hear you.
Okay.
So do you guys like trying new restaurants?
Danny started that with, I love auto parts stores, and asked them if they like trying new restaurants. How many wins is that for Craig?
That's his seventh win. He ties his linguistic mentor, Jerry Jones.
And how many this year?
Three. He ties Reiner for the 2012 lead.
Wow.
Seems like he's up almost every week, though.
Well, he's made a late run. 2012, yeah.
Got a bike.
Yeah.
You know, I got a bike.
All right, it is 8:09 here on Sports Radio 1310.